question: how would a loving relationship between humans and animals affect our world? Oh, that will be a big peace on Earth, capital P-E-A-C-E, and heaven will bless humans beyond measure. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Vegetarianism, the noble way of living. We're back at the kitchen today with award-winning and best-selling author Annie Pyo. Her first cookbook, Annie's Raw Food Kitchen, was heralded as the Best Vegetarian Cookbook USA 2007. Annie herself has been adorned with four Best of Raw 2008 awards. Among them are Best Chef. You might also recognize her from special guest appearances on the Travel Channel and Channel 7 ABC, or from magazines like Alternative Medicine, Oxygen, and Veg News. Aside from writing for the Huffington Post and catering vegan events for stars like Maroon 5, Annie hosts the Annie's Raw Food Kitchen Show, the award-winning number one uncooking show on YouTube. We're excited to rejoin the delightful Ms. Annie Pyo for the second of our series on vegan dessert shows, right out of the pages of her newest book, Annie's Raw Food Desserts. Are you ready to try some decadent vegan chocolate truffles and chocolate-dipped fruits that not only taste wonderful, but are wonder-filled with healthy goodness?
Hello, welcome to another episode of Annie's Raw Food Kitchen on Supreme Master Television. Thanks for joining me here today. Today I'm going to show you how to make a superfood gourmet chocolate candy that is so delicious and guilt-free and really good for you. So I'm going to start by taking some cacao butter. Cacao butter is what's left over after we press the powder. So cacao powder comes out of cacao butter. And we're actually left with this block. And so this is cacao butter. And it's really wonderful to use as a moisturizer on our skin and in our hair. But what I've done was I've shaved it into small, thin pieces, and then I put it into a double boiler, and I melted it into this liquid. I've put my melted cacao butter into my cup here. I'm going to take some cacao powder. And again, this cacao butter and this cacao powder has not been heated. So all the antioxidants are at their original high level, which means that they're really powerful in our bodies. They help us to fight free radical damage. And free radicals are ugly meanies that we do not want in our bodies. They cause premature aging, and they cause illness, cancer, sickness, disease, all this awful stuff. So the more antioxidants we eat, it actually offsets the damage from the free radicals. So that's why fruits and vegetables and things that are high in antioxidants are considered superfoods by the FDA. I'm also going to put in some mesquite and some maca. Now, maca is an adaptogen that comes from the Andes, and the natives there eat it to help them deal with the elevation change as they're climbing up the mountains, up and down. So it actually rebuilds our adrenal glands, which is our body's center for handling stress. And so the stronger our adrenal glands are, the more stress we can take on before we get run down or sick. I'm also putting some mesquite powder. So mesquite powder comes from the Southwest here in the United States off of the mesquite tree. And it's literally a pod. And so it's just dried and then ground down, but it acts as a natural sweetener. So I'm not using any sugar or agave or anything to sweeten this. It's just being sweetened by the mesquite pod, which is a legume. And I'm just going to give this a little stir. And here is your liquid chocolate. And as you can see, unlike the conventional chocolate that you buy at the store, which is alkaline, so you're actually eating an alkaline chemical. It's been heated so that the health properties have been diminished greatly, the antioxidants. This is pure chocolate. This is how it comes off the tree, pretty much. So what I do is I just take some of my chocolate, I'll put it into a squirt bottle. Let's just do that much for now. You don't need to have candy trays. What works really wonderful are ice cube trays as well. So if you just want little cute little rectangular candies, you can just use the ice cube tray. So then what I do is just I squirt the chocolate out of my squirt bottle, out of my squirt bottle into my candy trays. I should probably warm it up a little bit more. So the chocolate that I had made earlier was a little bit too thick, because the cooler it is, the thicker it gets. The warmer it is, the thinner it gets. And so all I did was I took some hot water from the tap and I filled a bowl, and then I placed my chocolate inside that bowl, and you can see how thin it's gotten. So I'll leave that in here so that it stays more liquidy. Okay, and then I will resume now with our truffles. So I'm just gonna fill some chocolate in here. See, this is how it should look. Do you see how it's all like liquidy? It was just a little bit too cold earlier. So I'm gonna fill my truffle, my candy molds. And then what's really fun is that you can actually fill these however you like. And so what I really find delicious are golden berries. Golden berries are a berry super high in antioxidants, and they're really tart and delicious. So I'll drop one of those in the middle of one. Goji berries work wonderful as well. Goji berries are used in Chinese medicine to help build blood. So it's like, this is superfoods, and we're putting in our superfood chocolate. So I'll drop some goji berries in the next one. And then also cacao nibs are really great. So this is the way that the cacao comes out of the cacao pod. The cacao pod is the fruit of the cacao tree. This will give it a really nice crunch. So these are cacao nibs that I'm going to put in some of them. I'm going to place this in the freezer just for about 2 minutes or so, and then it's going to set and harden into chocolate. So I'm going to go over here to the freezer and put this in our freezer here just for a couple minutes.
Shakyamuni Buddha, St. Francis of Assisi, Kim Basinger,
Sir
Paul McCartney, Leonardo da Vinci, Shania Twain, Leo Tolstoy, Muhammad Ali, Albert Einstein, Alicia Silverstone, Tobey Maguire, Joaquin Phoenix, Pamela Anderson, Dustin Hoffman, and Natalie Portman. What do some of these distinguished people of the past and present have in common? They represent the circle of the vegetarian and vegan elite as some of the most gifted and accomplished people in the world. They are noble examples of compassion and wisdom. So keep in good company with the noble circle of vegetarian and vegan elite.
The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization put out a report that 80% of global warming comes from livestock and deforestation. I would like to encourage the government to get farmers to use their land to grow soy protein so that we can utilize the land and stop cutting down trees at the rate that we have. There's soon 55 billion livestock a year slaughtered. You can't keep up that rate and expect to save the planet.
Baseball is wins and losses, but this is more significant. Anything involving animals is more significant than a world championship.
We have to
speak for the animals. They can't speak for themselves. And I beg to differ. They scream. They cry when they're taken away. They've been tortured by us. And we're the responsible ones for that. Animals give nothing but pure love, pure joy. It's because of us. And we have the responsibility on this planet as higher beings to make sure that we do something that says a lot about our society.
Be vet and join the club.
And the list goes on. Please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VE for further club list and info.
I've also launched with Essential Living Foods a gourmet chocolate making kit. So for more information, please look on my website, anniepio.com, and also on essentiallivingfoods.com. And so in here are pre-measured ingredients to make your own truffles. So instead of having to buy a whole block of cacao butter, which is by a pound and quite expensive, this comes pre-measured, the exact amount that you need to make about 2 dozen truffles. So here's your butter. You just melt that. And then you mix in your powder. It all comes pre-measured, everything. You just open the bag, mix in the powder. And then here is your little bag of cacao nibs. And that's it. And you can make it in ice cube trays. So this retails at under $10. And it makes more chocolate than like 2 or 3 chocolate bars. So, and it's, again, it's all natural gourmet superfood chocolate. And then in the meantime, what we're going to do over here with our chocolate that is nice and melted, I'm going to use this beautiful chocolate to dip some of our strawberries. It works great. It's a great topping, actually, for ice cream. I make a raw ice cream by blending almonds and coconut meat, and then I'll freeze that and I'll scoop it, and then when you pour this over, it hardens. And so this is how it works. So these are beautiful long-stem strawberries. And so I'm just gonna take them and dip them into our chocolate. Look how gorgeous that is. So again, the colder the chocolate is, the thicker the coat will be. The warmer it is, the thinner the coat will be. And then you can also double dip them as well. So strawberries are like a beautiful thing to make with these chocolates like that. That looks so good. That look lovely. Oh my gosh. And for picnics and holidays and summertime, I really love making chocolate-dipped frozen bananas as well. They're just so yummy. So we're going to make some of those next. So here are some beautiful strawberries. And then now I'm going to make some bananas. I'll peel this first. But what I like to do with my bananas, because I always find that I can't eat a whole banana by myself. So I like to actually cut them in half so that it's not such a big commitment from the beginning. I'm going to skewer it, a half of a banana. Perfect, right? And then I'm going to dip these in the chocolate. Yum. Look at that. Oh my God, look at that. And then the beautiful thing that you can do with this now that is dipped in chocolate is that you can coat it in whatever you want. And so what I love to coat it in, actually, are some goji berries. And here's some hemp seeds as well. Hemp seeds work really great as well. Yum, look at that. So hemp nut is a wonderful, it's a wonderful protein too, and it has lots of really good force omegas for our skin and our health and makes our hair and nails strong and all that kind of thing. So here's our banana. So there's a banana. Okay, I'm gonna dip another banana. And I'm just gonna take more of our goji berries and things and just top our banana. Wow, and that looks so good. Doesn't it look great? Oh my gosh. And that is it. So we've made some beautiful fruit that's been dipped in superfood chocolate. And now I'm gonna place that in the refrigerator. I don't wanna put it, the bananas you could put in the freezer, but I don't wanna freeze my strawberries. But I'm gonna put these, maybe I will. I'll just put it for a couple minutes in the freezer, just for like a minute. Okay, We'll come back to that in a couple minutes. And that is it. So you saw that that chocolate is absolutely guilt-free. There's nothing in it. It's a legume from the mesquite. It's maca, which rebuilds our adrenal glands. You can actually find it in the supplement section in the health food store because it's a supplement and really good for us. And then the cacao butter, the cacao powder, which came straight off the cacao tree out of the pod, and it's full of antioxidants and hasn't been heated. And I'm going to take out our last batch and see how that's doing. Here's our last batch. I'm going to take out our fruit as well. That looks just lovely. So these just release out really easy. You just flip them over. You just give them a little tap and they just come right out. And that's it. And these will keep at room temperature. Look how beautiful they are. So that's it. We have heart-shaped chocolates. They're so delicious. We have our beautiful little chocolate tray here. And these, and our beautiful strawberries. They're all stuck to the thing. But look how good that looks. Oh my gosh. And that is it. So versatile chocolate, the healthiest chocolate on the planet. So these recipes are from my chocolate chapter of my new book, Annie's Raw Food Desserts. So it's on page, the bananas are on page 77, pretty picture. And the strawberries are on page 78. And my new book, Annie's Raw Food Desserts. So for more recipe ideas and for more videos and things like that, visit my website, anniepio.com. That's A-N-I-P-H-Y-O.com. And make sure to come back here to Supreme Master Television and hang out with me to make more healthy, raw, sweet treats. I'll see you soon.
Up next on Supreme Master Television is Between Master and Disciples. May love, light, and laughter be the main condiments in your recipe of life.
Visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.